Our hope and only expectation is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, the sea and all within them is, who keepeth truth from generation to generation, yea, even forever, and who forsaketh not the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto thee and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Dear congregation, let us sing Psalter 2, verse 1 and 2. Now to God, our strength and Savior. And what follows in the verses 1 and 2 from Psalter 222. Congregation, with the church of time from all times and places, we will confess with the 12 articles our faith. And after that, we will sing Psalter 222, verse 3. But first, we will make confession of faith, and everyone will speak in his heart as follows.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe one holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
Dear congregation, the scripture reading you can find in 1 Kings 18. 1 Kings 18, the verses 31 through 44. The scripture reading, 1 Kings 18, verse 41 through 44.
And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not.
Let us seek the holy face of the Lord in prayer. O Lord, we are here gathered together again. Thy word was read. And everything is ready to preach the gospel again. But then in this all, we need the working of the Holy Spirit in hearing as well as in speaking. O Lord, grant us thy Holy Spirit, that there are many people, and it is for thee, O Lord, not too hard. To bring all the people, children, adults, and also the elderly ones, to thee, not only in church, but also when people may listen by church phone or in another way, thou knowest, O come, O Lord, and remember us in thy grace alone. We may pray for the people who are in the care homes, maybe in the nurseries, and also in other places. They are not able to come to church anymore. But maybe, it could be, there is a longing, but they can't come. But, O Lord, it is still possible. Because thou art the Almighty One, that they may be blessed also there. Remember the mourning people, shorter or longer time ago. Remember them, O Lord, and that they may be comfort out of thee and out of thy word. Remember the weak and the sick. when we are healthy, then we do not really think about sickness. Then it is for us so many times quite normal, but it isn't, Lord. We can see it also in our midst, in our families. It is not quite normal. It is a gift of Thee. O Lord, remember also us when we have and we may have to preach again here in Springford. That Thy word, not our word, but Thy word may be blessed. Thy word is the power of Thee unto salvation. Thy word is a seed of rebirth, or that they may receive a blessing. And, O Lord, when we may receive a blessing, then it will be also to the honor of Thy name, that Thou wilt use it in the hearts of the little children, that they may know Thee, and that they may receive a new heart to follow after Thee, that they may receive everything out of Thy godly and pierced hands, O Lord Jesus Christ. And that what for a little child is necessary is also for us so necessary. Thy word says that we have to become as a little child. We cannot go in and cannot go out. This all we have to learn, that it's all in dependency of Thee. Lord, grant us Thy Holy Spirit in hearing as well in speaking. Also, in this afternoon, we ask it in the forgiveness of all our sins, and that for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. Congregation, let us sing Psalter 222, verse 4, 5, and 6. For all my people, hear my pleadings, and what follows in the stanzas 4, 5, and 6 from Psalter 222. Dear congregation, again we may deal a little time with the history of Elijah and Ahab. And we sang with each other a nice psalm, but also it is very sad. When we read here that the Lord God saved the people of Israel, and that He is still their God, and that they may open their mouth wide, and that He will satisfy their need. And then we sang also with each other, but my people would not hearken. Do you understand this? There is a people among us who may understand this. Not only with their mind, with their heart, but also with their heart. And that by the Lord's grace. And then they cannot point anymore to Ahab. But do you see that, children? When one finger put to Ahab, three fingers are against myself. They point to me. Actually, this history, we have to understand in this way. Not only Ahab, but also me. We read in this chapter how it went. In this evening, we want to fix your attention to 1 Kings 18, the verses 42 through 44a. There we read, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And then it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. Till so far. The theme of the sermon is an honest teaching and a prayer for fulfillment. An honest teaching and a prayer for fulfillment. I want to fix your attention to 3 points also in this evening. Ahab did not want to bend. Second, Elijah gives an example. And the last one, the Lord encouraged Elijah, an honest teaching and prayer for fulfillment. 3 points. The first one, Ahab did not want to bend. The second one, Elijah gives an example. And the last one, the Lord encouraged Elijah. The congregation, we would like to stay on Mount Carmel for a little while again. Last week, last Sunday, we heard that the God of Israel helped his servant Elijah. also the little children do remember it, right? How did he help? His servant. He asked for fire. And really, a miracle happened. And there came fire from heaven, and heavenly fire, the answer of the Lord in the midst of all the people of Israel. God answered his servant Elijah and sent fire from heaven in the midst of all those idolaters. He clearly shows them that he is still the God of Israel. And that miracle made the people cry out, "The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God." How many of them cried out sincerely? We don't read that one of them really turned to the one true God of Israel to bow down for him in the dust in prayer. But now I have a question for you and for me also in the last week. Did you really bow down in the dust before the Lord? Because he is the one true God. How is it among us? Miracles, congregation, miracles also happen around us and also among us, right? Is it a miracle? And then we look a bit back. When there was an harvest of crops in our midst, is it not a miracle that you may receive out of the hands of the Lord your pastor to preach time and again the gospel of glad tidings that he came to seek that was lost? And then when we see it, we can be touched in our heart, right? And you can say, surely you can see that there is a God in heaven. He heard our prayers. But it is so often as with the children of Israel, the people of Israel, it is so often in this way that we have enough of the blessings. Look for a while at your home. Are there blessings or not? Look in the church. For a little time, are there blessings or not? But then, when we have enough of the blessings from the Lord and we do not like to walk in the paths of the Lord, it is too bad. Is this too negative to point it out in this way? Do you know what? There are people on this earth, by the Lord's grace, who may learn more and more that they would have remained in their own paths if the Lord has not come in their lives. They are learning, not they learned, but they are learning that there is in them a resemblance to the people of Israel and even to Ahab, the king of Israel. And this all. Keep them, by the Lord's grace, small. People of Israel seem to bow down before the Lord, but they actually didn't bow. And Ahab. And we saw and heard everything, the vain cry of the Baal priests, but no fire came to kindle their sacrifice. He also saw how the altar was repaired with 12 stones, pointed to the 12 tribes of the people of Israel, and actually also to the God of Israel. He saw and heard how Elijah prayed to the God of Israel. Did Ahab pray? And when the fire came down from heaven, did he also cry out that the Lord is the true God? We don't read it in the Bible. Even when the priests of Baal were killed, he did not want to turn away from the worship of Baal. He did not want to bend before the Lord in this way. The deep gap between God and Ahab. Ahab's soul becomes visible. Do you understand this teaching? Also, you children. So we too are untouchable in our state of death before God. His word and his divine deeds. When we speak about eternity and judgment, we often push it away. Shouldn't the word be preached then? Of course. Yes, it should, because the Lord uses the fullness of preaching to work his grace in insensible sinners. You can find it in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 21. God works it out by his good pleasure, by the working of his Holy Spirit. Never forget that our insensibility, yes, your and my insensibility is sin and guilt before the Almighty and Holy God. But never forget that the sermons also of this day are well meant, and it is pleasing to God that he called, that his longing is that the called will come to him. You can find it in the Canons of Dort, Chapter 3, 4, Article 8. And still, Ahab stood before the people and his soldiers. What is he, children? Is he the winner? When we are playing right, we always want to win. When we are run with each other, who will be the fastest? Who will win? Does Ahab win here? No, Ahab is here. And maybe I say it wrong. in English, but he is the great loser. His vain idolatry became to a mockery, but he does not bow. If we do not learn to bow, we will one day, in the day of reckoning, be the great losers and be made to a mockery. O congregation, think about it. When we do not learn to bow before the Lord, when we do not bow before the Lord Jesus Christ, when we do not really need his blood, then in that day, then we will be a mockery in the eyes of the triune God, because we didn't want to listen to him and his gospel. Do you see it before you? There before the holy God, no Christ, no righteousness, no blood, no holiness, nothing of this all. Then you are there upon your own account, and then you will perish forever. We may hear time and again the holy gospel, and we may hear of the dripping blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is also dripping now in this afternoon in the midst of the congregation. Oh, that it may bring you to the Lord, who is able and willing to save the chief of sinners. Here we see Elijah, and he is still before Ahab. What did Elijah say to Ahab? Go up, eat, and drink. Do you understand this? That means that he is still in the time of mercy. Mercy time. He may go up, eat, and drink. Time of mercy. And that for a child of wrath. Still, he may hear the word of God. He may see the miracles of the Lord of Israel. It tells him that he has to bow down before the Lord. But he didn't. Are we also inflexible? Ahab is inflexible. The Lord still lets you hear his word. Does it wake you up? He said also to you, after the sermon in this morning, for example, you may go up and eat your food and everything what is necessary, but still think about it. You are in the time of mercy, bow down before me. But Ahab didn't. And then we see that he went through actually without God and without grace. Here we see Ahab in his nature. In our nature, we are children of wrath. I am the same. No, not just sad, but really experienced in your heart that you are dead in trespasses and sins. Oh, that the Holy Spirit will come out of heaven and teach us, you and me, in this way. The Lord does not to do this to tease you, to point you to the sins and the iniquities, but bring you to the confession that you aren't doomed worthy, Adamites. The Lord would like to teach you to beg. Yes, really to beg, like a sinner with no rights. Think about the publican in the temple, right? Standing afar off. And he didn't dare to lift up his eyes to heaven. And he was smiting with his fist upon his breast. And he prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." That had to be with Ahab. But it didn't happen. It is his own fault. Dear congregation, may you know this by the Lord's grace, this prayer, to stay afar off. No rights in yourself. And you dare not to lift up your eyes to heaven. And you have to smite upon your breast. "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And we can read right in the Bible that he received grace, and actually this prayer was prayed because of the grace of the Lord. So we come to our second point. Elijah gives an example. Did Elijah eat after this solemn word to Ahab? No, there is no time for him to eat. You may say that everything is done now. Elijah had repaired the altar. All this happened around the evening sacrifice that has to be brought in Jerusalem. He will see a clear reference to the service of the Lord in Jerusalem. We have to draw the lines from the altar in Jerusalem to Christ. He came, and there he would come in the fullness of time to be the perfect sacrifice of the Lord to the Lord. Christ would come to make the glorious atonement through his suffering and death on the cross. Christ and his atonement are the reason that there may be a blessing both, also there, eh? In natural things and also in spiritual things. Do you understand? So that the Lord may teach us in these matters, and that he may receive the glory of his teaching also in this afternoon. Ahab and the people did not bow. Still there is one who is going to bend his knees. In the school of God's grace, Elijah learned how the Lord will fulfill his promises. Have you already learned in what way God fulfills his promises? We get here and touching education in this way. The Lord brings the people down upon their knees before him. Let it be clear that prayer is never the foundation of faith. It is never the foundation of the answering of prayer. But it is the way in which the Lord grants it. It is a teaching for all of us. The Lord works this for the first time in the life of a sinner. Children, did you learn this? Or have I to say, are you learning this by the Lord's grace? Elderly ones, you too. In this way, the Lord wants to bring you at his feet, and that he will teach you to continue in his way. In this way, he will open his godly hand and give you everything what is necessary. According to his grace, you will learn that his gifts are not a merit of ourselves, but it is his gift. His gifts have everything to do with the perfect merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. Children, look at Elijah. There is a promise that has not yet been fulfilled. And now we see in what way it will be fulfilled. Elijah go higher up a mountain Carmel. His boy goes with him. His boy. Maybe a little boy. Maybe a little bit older. Hey, do you go with him? In this afternoon, in your thoughts, the Lord unfulfilled promise gives Elijah a great wrestling at the throne of God's grace. Elijah does not deal with it in a superficial way. He did not think that God has promised it and he will automatically do it. God's word gives here an insight into the life of prayer of one of his children. So often it is in our days in this way. The Lord is a promising God. So it will happen at this time. And that's true. And at the same time, we go forward with our works, and it is also necessary, but we forget to bring his promises to him again in prayer. It is not the foundation. Prayer is never the foundation, but it is the way wherein God will fulfill his promises. Do you believe that this way of prayer was only known by Elijah? Oh no. All of God's people have an inner room where they may plead as a sinner without any rights upon the Lord and his word. Elijah, do you see it? Elijah was wrestling and praying at the throne of God's mercy. Look, he is going to pray for rain. And actually, we can also read about it, and there's a nice piece in James 5. I will seek it for you in a second. James 5. And then we can read in James 5, verse 16b. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then we read, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And then also I want to read that last piece of James 5. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. That in this evening, a sinner will be converted from his sin, of his way, from the error of his way, and he shall save a soul from death. That your soul may be saved from death by the Lord's grace. Elijah prayed. Elijah was here also, a type of Christ. Do you know, children, Christ was many times in prayer when he was on this earth. His life, actually we can say, his life was a praying life. Always he was praying. He also went up on a mount to pray alone. We can read it. In this, Christ taught his people to go in that way as well, praying and pleading at the feet of the Lord, the God of Israel. I may point you to a beautiful poem. And it sounds in this way. Thou prayed on one mountain alone. And Jesus, I and find none. Where I can climb high enough to find you alone. The world wants to follow me wherever I go or stand or ever slam my eyes. And poor as I am, and there is none, not none who is in need and can't complain, who is hungry and cannot ask, who hurts and can't tell, how much it hurts, so teach me. That's the teaching right of this poem. Oh, teach me. Poor fool, how to pray. Oh Lord, teach me also in this evening to pray in the right way, to pray according to thy will. Think of this morning, oh Lord, thy will be done. Elijah had learned to pray by grace. At the same time, you may realize more and more that you will never stop learning. Look, Elijah prays with his head between his knees. Sometimes, I ask the children in catechism class, hey, do you pray? Yes. They pray, of course. But then I ask also, when you are awake and up in the morning, and when you go to bed in the evening, do you bend your knees then? Oh no, actually that was not necessary. And I told them, please, the Lord is so high and so great and so holy, you may make yourself small before the Lord, and you have to bend down in the dust. And of course, outwardly, it is not enough. But we have to teach in this way as well. We have also to say that it is not enough to do it outwardly, but that the Lord will use this teaching to think about it and to bring people, also children, also in this evening, children, I hope that you do remember this evening when you go to bed to bend your knees and also to think about it. Oh Lord, it is not enough to bow my knees. But Lord, come in my heart that I really may bow down before thee. Right, how is it among us? Do we bending our knees before God? That God's promising words may be fulfilled in your personal life, in your family life, in the midst of the congregation. No, there are never, ever any rights in us. There is only guilt on our side. And think about it. Then it must also be clear. Elijah started to pray. He bent his knees. Actually, he put his head between his knees, so small. So small he became before the Lord. But before this prayer, everything had to be taken away, because it was an hindrance before the Lord, because he's holy. All the rubbish of idolatry and even the priests of the idols must be killed. No, it was not the will of Elijah to do that, but it was the will of God to kill them. their mercy time was over. Were they worse than Ahab? No. But God makes here the difference. Their mercy time was over, and Ahab is still here and received the teaching of the Lord. Congregation, there is only guilt on our side. But because of God's forgiveness in and through Christ, it has to bring us to the mercy seat of the Lord. There are great wrestlings because of the promise of God also in your life. Elijah is an example for us fathers. Are you, by God's grace, such a prophet in your family? When you came to a marriage, then it is not always in that way that you receive children, right? And it can be difficult for them who came to a marriage, and when you do not receive children, it's difficult. May the Lord will be with you. But when we may receive children, how do you see your children? Maybe they are already taller than you. And maybe you have still a little ones. That is possible. That was also in our family. The oldest one is almost 40. And the smallest one, he's in our midst, is 19. But how do we deal with our children before the holy face of the Lord? Are there wrestlings before him? No, we cannot deserve anything. You know it, right? But still, it is the way where the Lord will bring his people to rest also, to have also a wrestling before their children, which they receive out of the hands of the Lord. Because you learn, or maybe I have to say again, you are learning that they have an immortal soul. And in a very short time, maybe 50, maybe 60 years, yes, that is a short time, they will stand before the Lord. And then they have to give an account from their life. But also you have, when you are before the Lord, have to give an account of your education. Do you understand this? Oh no, I know. We cannot do it in the right way. It is always wrong. And our education becomes to sin. But when we know this, then it will drive us out to the Lord. O Lord, bring them. Thy only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may be saved to the honor of thy name. O congregation, are there people in our midst who may know of this way? That a need is laid upon you. The word of God came to you very strongly, and then we will not speak too much to other people anymore. Then you will speak to God more than with other people, right? Then your prayers will be multiplied. You do not dare to speak of rights about yourself, which are so often suggested by others. Know it in the struggle you will learn more and more that it is grace and grace alone. Will there be an immediate answer to your prayers then? We do not really read it also in this piece of the Holy Scripture. We read that Elijah sends his boy out to look over the sea. He comes back and says, there is nothing to see. There are the promises of the Lord. There is the promise of rain. And in this promise, there is also the promise of a crop. But the air remains the same. The sky is as blazing as all other days. Nothing to see. Maybe you receive the promise of the Lord because of one or more of your children, right as possible. And they go their own way. There is nothing to see that the Lord is working. Oh, then you can have a hard time, also because of your children, but also maybe because of the promise. Is it true? Satan is at hand, right, to come and to accuse you. And he tried to take away the promises of the Lord. But here we see Elijah sent him out 7 times more. The first 6 times, actually, we can hear the same words. There is nothing to see. There are no clouds. Isn't Elijah also be tested in his faith here? But he can't and doesn't stop. He is praying time and again. He is up on his knees, and his head is between his knees, and he's praying to the triune God of Israel. Why? Because God is true. Why? Because the word of God is true. Why? Because the promise of God is true. Right through the trial, Elijah must also learn that the promised word of the Lord is true here, and that he has to open his mouth wide, and that the Lord will fulfill it. He sang it with each other, right? Oh, look, Elijah cannot be silent before the Lord in this case. What do we see here in Elijah? Do you know that? Do you know that? What do you see here? Actually, you also see in Elijah the glorious work of the Lord, who is working in the prophet. And then at last, the seventh time, when the boy comes back, what do we hear then? Then we may hear something else. But first we will sing Psalter 220 through verse 7. If my people would obey me, and what follows in the seventh verse of Psalter 222. Third point, Elijah encouraged by the Lord. Do you know what? We told a little bit about Elijah, but this all has to do with the Lord's grace, right? By nature, Elijah was also a child of wrath, but by grace he became a child of God. God's free, sovereign grace shines through the entire story. The Lord took Elijah in his service. When you may know something of the same grace, then you also learn to spell out Psalter 290, verse 6. In evil we have gone astray. As sinful is our race, rebelliously our fathers walked, forgetful of thy grace. And then we must include ourselves. We have sinned against God in the most evil ways, right? Then you will learn with Daniel that we are ashamed of our sins and guilt. It is a miracle if you may also learn that there are mercies with the Lord. Oh, and then you do not longer cast. No. Your prayers upon your own righteousness, but on the mercies of the Lord. That is deep down upon Christ and his merits. Do you understand this, congregation? When you only have historical faith, you will not understand this. You always have something to bring with you to the Lord. You do not know what it is to come with nothing. I hope that you understand it, but then we come with our prayers, and then we come with our faith, and then we come with our, you may fill it in by yourself, but actually, you are still busy with the covenant of works. Do you understand that? You have to do this, and you have to do that. Do you know what? You may come with your sins and with your iniquities and with your guilt and with all your shortcomings to the Lord. He knows how to take care of it, and he will bring you with all your needs. Say, with all your sorrows and with all your sins, to his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing. I have nothing. Do you know what? When your children have a nice toy, maybe a little one, and they get it, they grasp it in their hands, and their hands are clasped. And maybe you say, come, I will fill your hands. And they say, it is not necessary, Mum. They are filled already. But when you may come with something nicer, with something better, then the hands will be opened. And so the Lord is busy also under the preaching, right? To open your hands. What are in your hands? Your world? The things which you like? I keep it in my hands, and I keep my hands close. It's so nice. Another one. Also closed hands, because I have my religion. And it is so nice. And then the Lord will open also your eyes, your hands, and your eyes to let you see. When you keep these things, then it is not good at all. Then you have actually nothing. But that is important to learn, that we have nothing, only our sin and guilt. But the Lord has everything to save. By grace, you will learn what it is to live by grace alone. Nothing of this world, but everything out of him. And then the seventh time, the boy comes with a different message. He said that he saw a cloth like a man's hand. Cloth. Then you have nothing, do you? It can just go away. Elijah did not think in that way. By faith, he knew that the Lord would give rain. He went to Ahab and told him that he has to put his horses in front of his chariots and go on his way, otherwise the rain will stop him. Do you see that? An hands man. And then in the sky, right? So little, so small. Elijah, who can you say? How can you say that there will be a rain, an abundantly rain? How is it possible that you can say that? He did say it by faith alone. Here we see that true faith does not doubt. This small indication of the Lord is enough to know that the Lord is going to fulfill his own promise. Do you also know about these little clouds in your life? Did you learn to bend your knees in your incredibly deep lostness when you did not see a way out? That such a ray of hope fell through God's word and spirit in your tired heart, that you were pointed to the Lord himself and his grace. Maybe you read the word of God this morning or this afternoon, and there was a small piece of text. It was so small, but it became so great. Was it not a little cloth like a man's hand? When a lovely nut comes from heaven to enlighten your dark heart, that cloth is a sign of God's grace. It's a sign of his mercy. God gives in this way expectation in the heart of his own. It is a sign of his answering yes, that he will begin to fulfill his word. The Lord sometimes does it through a single word out of the Bible. Another time he will use a little sentence in a sermon that actually didn't fit very well into the context. In this way, the Lord gives little clouds to his children who are tired because of the many afflictions in their life. Yes, they may testify to others, including the unconverted, of God's grace, power, and willingness to save sinners from eternal hunger and death. Oh, how gracious is the Lord. This shows us that there will be rain here. Not just a little bit, but it will flow abundantly. What a miracle it is. Where did it bring the people? Where does it bring us? Does it bring us to his feet? Congregation, I must think of another little cloth. Then we must think of the prophecy in the Old Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ, what was left of David's royal house and throne. It was a stem which was cut off. There was not worthiness in it anymore. It seems dead for once and for all, right? You cannot expect any good from it yet, right through it all. This prophecy did stand. Could this people always see it? No. And yet the Lord regularly showed little clouds. It was the prospect of a rich rain. No, that was not outside of Christ. He was that rod, that little branch that came up from the stem of Jesse. He wanted to become the man of sorrows. He wanted to shed his precious blood on Calvary to pay for that sky high debt. In this way, Christ also acquired the Spirit who will lead in all truth according to his good pleasure. That is the reason why there came streams of blessing with Pentecost. There were little clouds, as it were, in the Bible, in the prophesying of the prophets, right? And that all to teach his people, to let them know my promise will be fulfilled at my time. And it all will be to the honor of his name. Oh, that this all may drive us out to the Lord was willing to give the Holy Spirit to sinners, that they may learn about your sin and the grace in and through Jesus Christ. Yes, that you will learn what it is to draw joyfully the water of life out of the fountain of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then there is still a question. For who did Christ come? Question also for you. Maybe it is your question. Do you know what? Please listen. He came for wicked ones. He came for enemies. He came for rebels. The Lord sometimes uses these words as a little cloud. Maybe you were wandering away. Maybe you are in sorrow about your children, that is possible. And then you may hear, it is for wicked ones, and that will bring you again before the Lord as an Elijah. Up on his knees, his head between his knees, to ask not only for your little children, but also for the one or the two or even more who are wandering away of the word of God. Oh God, come and bring them back, not only in church, not only under the word of thee, but bring them at thy feet as a sinner, and we all need it too. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, let us pray. How is it possible without thee? That this touching message will bring whole Springford at thy mercy seat for our families, for our children. O Lord, Almighty God from heaven and earth, it is not too difficult for thee to bring people back to thee. O come with thy Holy Spirit and work it out to the honor of thy name, to the salvation of our children, our families, and us. O Lord, thou art willing enough. We heard it also in this history. But come, come, O Lord, and we'll work it out, that our will be bent according to thy will, and in this all we have to pray, thy will be done. O Lord, that just these words and this prayer may be an encouragement for us. Remember us. in thy grace alone, for Jesus' sake alone, and that in the forgiveness of all our sins. Amen. Let us sing Psalm 222, verse 8 and 9, all the haters of Jehovah, and also, yea, with we the very finest, 8 and 9, from Psalm 222. Dear congregation, receive at home and also hear the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.